This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the 52nd meeting of Pragati, the ICT-enabled multimodal platform for proactive governance and timely implementation at Seva Tirth in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Modi reviewed four major infrastructure projects in the road, power, industrial corridor and metro rail sectors across four states, involving an investment of around 30,000 crore rupees. The PM directed the concerned ministries and state governments to resolve bottlenecks in a mission mode and ensure close monitoring of project implementation. Mr. Modi also reviewed grievances related to cybercrime and digital arrest cases. Expressing concern over the growing misuse of digital platforms to defraud citizens, he called for intensified public awareness campaigns and directed stakeholders to strengthen systems for prevention, reporting, investigation, and grievance redressal in cyber fraud cases. The PM's office informed that the meeting also reviewed the TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan. The PM highlighted the importance of leveraging emerging technologies, including artificial intelligence, in the fight against tuberculosis. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar highlighted the importance of deepening India-South Korea ties amid a challenging global environment, saying that countries with shared values and mutual trust need to work together more closely. In his opening remarks during the meeting with South Korean Foreign Minister Cho Hyun in Seoul, he stressed that the current international situation makes cooperation among trusted partners more important than ever. In West Bengal, rescue operations are in full swing after an under-construction godown collapsed, trapping workers beneath heavy iron debris near Taratala in Kolkata yesterday. Five people were declared dead at the SSKM hospital and the injured are being treated there. Chief Minister Suvendu Adhikari visited the accident site and lauded the efforts of rescue personnel. He informed the media that Kolkata Metropolitan Authority would submit a report to him and he would brief the assembly today. As the house-to-house enumeration of special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Delhi to start from the 30th of this month, the Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi chaired a meeting with the representatives of political parties regarding SIR in New Delhi yesterday. In a statement, CEO's office said that the CEO informed them about the important activities to be undertaken during enumeration phase. Political parties were also requested to cooperate with the election machinery involved in the SIR at different level and they assured full cooperation, assistance and active involvement during the SIR. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha notified the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, replacing MNREGA. An official spokesman said the VBG Ramji scheme will come into force across all notified rural areas of the Union Territory from July 1, 2026. The scheme guarantees 125 days of wage employment annually to every eligible rural household willing to undertake unskilled manual work. Employment is to be provided within 15 days of demand, failing which applicants will be entitled to unemployment allowance. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over parts of the northeastern region, Jharkhand, Maharashtra, Odisha, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Telangana, coastal Karnataka, Konkan and Goa today. The Met Department has also predicted thunder squalls with wind over Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada and West Madhya Pradesh today. US President Donald Trump has unveiled a new national resilience strategy aimed at ensuring that no adversary, crisis or disruption can threaten America's core interests, placing national security, supply chains, infrastructure and technology at the center of a broad government overhaul. Oman has announced the opening of a temporary maritime corridor through the strategically vital Strait of Hormuz. It marked a significant step toward restoring commercial shipping and easing a maritime crisis that has left thousands of seafarers stranded in the Gulf. The Omani government said the initiative was developed in coordination with the United Nations International Maritime Organization, or IMO, to facilitate the safe movement of vessels through the waterway following months of disruption linked to regional conflict. And that is the end of this news bulletin.